Blog Talk Radio.
This is the voice of the Canadian Rockets. There is nothing wrong with your computer.
There is nothing wrong with your audio
or your video. We are controlling the transmission.
For the next hour,
so we will control all that is here.
Let me repeat,
there is nothing wrong with your computer.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery
which reaches from the inner mind.
To TerraChats. Outside of the box.
You are listening to
TerraChat
on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to TerraChat, Thinking Outside of the Box. This is Colin Knight with the Knight Zone. We appreciate you being here, but I tell you what, why don't you head up to the Blog Talk Radio website, www.blogtalkradio.com. Find the TerraChat page and mark us as your favorites. If you have not registered with blogtalkradio.com yet, now is the time to do so.
blogtalkradio.com.
The paranormal events are not modern phenomena. Throughout history, we have recorded information on the paranormal. Governments around the world recently like to control public interest in unexplained phenomena by generating a disinformation method called debunking, a technique invented during the Cold War for the sad purpose of controlling mass opinion in the face of unexplained phenomena. The method is very effective because the media provides little or no scientific or factual data with which the public can form an educated opinion on the subject. The metaphysical complexities of universal understanding, we are an amoeba in our own universe. Sumerian and Egyptian hieroglyphs, as well as Mayan, Inca, and Druid, and Chinese teachings, all look at the stars for divine wisdoms. The Night Zone continues to follow the trail of information on paranormal events, interviewing experts on various facets of the diamond called Earth, bringing to you, our loyal listeners, unedited information which our guests willingly share. If you would like to comment on our show or offer further information and unable to call the show live, then please go to the TerraChat page on blogtalkradio.com and post your comments.
All background music and bumps heard on TerraChat can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists.
Are listening to
TerraChat
on blogtalkradio.com.
And coming up, our special guest tonight is Paul Dale Roberts. He's the general manager and ghostwriter for HPI Paranormal.net. Coming up next.
Ah,
Yes, and the house comes tumbling down. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to the show. For those of you who received the feed through our affiliates down the line, we're glad you tuned in after the news and the such. And for all of our Blog Talk listeners, thanks for patiently waiting that five-minute intro so we could join up with the rest of the network. I am Colin Knight, and this is the Night Zone. We got a good night for you, I gotta tell ya. Tonight, I'm as pleased as punch to welcome my next guest. He's a general manager of the Haunted and Paranormal International. He's a ghostwriter, an investigator, a writing contributor of the Alien Seeker News. Now, we all know about the Alien Seeker News. He's served our military intelligence and has seen firsthand photos of UFOs taken by military satellites. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the program Paul Dale Roberts. Welcome to the Night Zone, Paul.
Thank you, Colin. I'm glad to be here.
It's really good to have you here, especially with the information that you bring to hand, Paul. Before we get into any juicy stories, I got to tell you, I'm under orders from Chris Holly of Endless Journey to tell you that she's a huge fan of yours and your work, and she hopes to interview you for the Endless Journey blog real soon. That's my obligation cleared up on that.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice. I've been talking to her on email.
She's an excellent writer. I found her and started looking at her work, and we kind of got into a rapport, and frankly, I wish she'd just come and host one of the shows herself so I could take a night off. But, yeah, she is a busy lady, got lots of stuff to do. I must admit, though, Paul, since getting hooked on that alienseekernews.com, I thoroughly enjoyed all of the contributors. The gathering of so much information all on one site is tremendous. And your writings, well, you're here, so what can I say?
Oh, thank you so much. And Chris is a very fine writer herself, so I really appreciate her work.
Yeah, she's a very, very good writer, well put together. In case anyone's wondering what the heck I'm blathering about regarding Alien Seeker, just go to the Alien Seeker News, that's one word, .com, check them out. That's the best thing to do. That way there's no muss and fuss, and you know for sure that of what I'm talking about, because it's probably one of the finer websites around. So, Paul, as you're no doubt aware, at Terror Chat, we've been exploring the paranormal and Planet X and Return of the Anunnaki, Nibiru, Bible prophecies, Nostradamus, on and on and on. But after reading your piece on Visitation of the Gods, there's one line that chilled me. And the line was, "Are we reading ancient science fiction?" What a concept.
Yeah, either the Sumerians were really great science fiction writers, or what they were writing was the truth. And I believe they were writing the truth.
Yeah, I can't see how many religions can all look at the stars for their gods if there isn't something in that. I can't think of a religion, a true religion, or as true as religion as you can get, that does not look to the heavens for their saving.
Almost every religion, every culture looks towards the heavens as being the source of what kick-started the mankind. And the story of Enlil and Enki, the two half-brothers, is a very fascinating story, and how similar a lot of the stories that are in the Sumerian clay tablets are what we read in the Bible.
Yeah, the connections from totally different societies absolutely blows my concept of how to get my head around everything, because it's so awesome, it's so big, it's so huge to conceive that somebody, something, an omnipotent being could think of all things possible, and yet it appears that somebody has.
Right. And there's definitely, our government definitely knows something. And one of the things, Colin, is I joined the U.S. Army. Well, actually, I was in the Army from 73 to 76, and I was in the Army from 79 to 86. And 79 to 86, I was a 97 Bravo, which is an intelligence analyst with military intelligence at the PICK, which is the Photo Interpretation Center in Korea. And I worked with image interpreters. And most of the photographs, the aerial photographs that we saw were from reconnaissance aircraft and satellites, was of North Korea and Red China. But it was one day, it was a very spectacular day for me, that six photographs came in. And these photographs were part of a video series of satellite video. And each picture represented each video. And what was really unusual is these six photographs were of UFOs. And the UFOs on photographs, they were saying intelligent movement. So that made them into what the military intelligence considered as unidentified flying objects. Mm-hmm. And the pictures, they were given a number from me, and then they were moved up to the DIA, which is the Defense Intelligence Agency, and then the DIA sent it over to the CIA, and we have one CIA man there. And from there, it went into oblivion, it went into a black hole, and I heard nothing more about the photographs. But it tells me after Project Blue Book, after they closed down Project Blue Book, the Air Force intelligence was saying, hey, we're not interested in UFOs. But that's not true, because when I was in military intelligence, they were still looking into the UFO phenomenon.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that the intelligent government of this world have accepted that there is something going on, whether it is the United States have developed anti-gravity machines, or Russia, or China, or somebody, whether it's a mortal concept or whether it is a extraterrestrial concept, there is definitely something going on.
All information provided in my TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guest opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Wright.
Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments where you know someone is there? Have you ever had those times where you think you see a flash of a person or a shadow? We delve into the inner sanctum of paranormal activities. Paranormal at its best, with some of the brightest and the best investigators in North America. Come with us on a journey, possibly an enlightenment.
Coming soon, watch for the listings.
We interrupt our program. Take you to Washington.
That the United States is now using an atomic...
Oh my goodness, the United States are now using an atomic bomb. Boy, I barely remember, but I do remember those statements when the atomic bomb was the end-all to be-all. And, you know, looking around at the world, Paul, something is going on, don't you think?
I do think so. And it's how interesting that military facilities that carry nuclear weapons, that it seems like our UFO friends are very much interested in those bases that have nuclear facilities. And it seems like most of the sightings around military bases are around these facilities that have nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Do you think it's because of the trace elements that they would be able to identify from space?
As intelligent as they are, they probably have all types of ways of tracing anything, especially anything nuclear. And they would probably be very much interested, because you don't know the whole cosmic plan of the universe. So if somehow, let's say, we partially destroy our own Earth, it may affect their own planet. And we don't know how it might connect. It might connect some way like a on Earth, where we have these ley lines, these magnetic ley lines that go from sacred ritual mounds to Stonehenge to maybe places as far as Bermuda Triangle, as far as Mount Shasta. Maybe everything connects in a cosmic way, and that's probably, maybe that's why, let's say, UFOs observe military bases that have nuclear weapons.
Yeah, good point. Now, Paul, you wear many hats, and you've investigated many things, Bigfoot, UFOs at Mount Shasta, as you mentioned, and you've searched out ghosts and vampires and werewolves and witches. I understand you investigated a couple of sisters recently that claimed to have some special ability or in affliction?
I've interviewed three women who claimed that they were werewolves. I've interviewed vampires. I've interviewed a person called Dead Pete the Zombie. I even interviewed a former guy who claims to be a former MIB, Men in Black. So I interview a lot of people because my telephone number I place with my articles. I place my cell number on there, so I'm very accessible to the public. And I get contacted by numerous people who either want their story told or they claim to be something of a paranormal nature.
Let's just jump into that Men in Black issue. Mm-hmm. You interviewed him because I read the interview on Alien Seeker. Mm-hmm. What was your gut instinct? True or false?
Well, one thing is he wasn't able to provide any proof. So that's a red flag for me. I mean, if you can show me some kind of proof. Now, I interviewed this one guy who said he was abducted by aliens. I said, well, okay, give me some proof. And he says, well, I have an implant in my leg. I said, can I see it? Well, he was reluctant to show it to me. And he wasn't going by his real name. So I said, well, if you don't show me any kind of proof, how am I to believe you? Finally, he lifts up his pants leg, and he shows me this round object over his leg bone, and I was able to touch it and move it around. That was some type of proof. I mean, I can't prove to effect. I can't tell you and swear on a stack of Bibles that was an implant, an alien implant. But I didn't see any kind of exit wound or any kind of entry wound. So that was kind of unusual. And the guy with the Men in Black, well, he didn't have any proof, but he did have a very interesting story. He did look, he looked like he was Filipino, and he said he had South Pacific origins. And, well, some of the Men in Black are described either as either ghostly, vampire-looking characters in beat-up black suits, or they're described as oriental, slanted eye, dark-skinned, men, and he kind of fit that description. So that was kind of unusual. There's a couple key points that he mentioned in his interviews that sounded like, well, he knows something about MIBs. Either he read a lot about it and knows a lot about it and wants to be an MIB, or maybe he knows something about it. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. He was kind of smart because he let me leave first, and then after he saw me pull out of the parking lot, then he left.
Right. So your instinct was without the proof, he would be kind of held in abeyance until something better comes along. I mean, until he can show some kind of proof. Yeah.
Right. As an investigator, Colin, I have to have proof in my paranormal investigations. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or, if I come back out of a house and let's say all I had was orb pictures, well, I can't really prove that orbs are a spirit activity. I have to have some kind of sign like intelligent movement or something like that.
Something that is witnessed or heard by more than one person.
Right.
So you can corroborate the information. Hang in there, Paul. We're going to head to a commercial. We'll be right back.
This is Terror Chat. You're in the night zone. ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
You know, we all have busy lives, and we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip and what's going on in the world. Blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you could imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your webpage. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that. Ah, yes. BlogTalkRadio.com.
God bless the folks at BlogTalkRadio.com.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
And you are in the Night Zone with Colin Knight, and I have with me a very special guest, Paul Dale Roberts. And Paul, we were talking about the Men in Black. And you said something, and I never caught it right away, but my producer, Hans, is flapping his arms. And while I went to a commercial there, he filled me in. You said he was he was smart enough to wait until you pulled away. So you interviewed this gentleman in person.
Correct. I interviewed him in person. We were scheduled to do the interview on another day, and he counseled. And then the next day, he said, "You want to do the interview? Let's do it right now, right here and then." And I said, okay. And I didn't want to let it go, just in case there was some substance to the story. And what one of my plans was when he was leaving, I was going to try to get his license plate number. Well, he looked at me and he goes, "You're leaving first." I go, "Oh, okay. I'm going to watch you leave the parking lot, then I'm going to leave." I said, "Oh, this guy." Yeah.
Well, he had some smarts about him. Then he's obviously he understands a little bit about surveillance techniques and the likes. But anything in his demeanor or his hand gestures or anything that looked like he was very much in control of the information he was giving you, or did he appear nervous?
No, he didn't appear nervous. I could actually see him in some type of role like that. I could see him probably being a detective. The information he gave me was pretty, well, he got a lot of people excited on the internet. So he was mentioned at a certain place, I can't think of it right now, but it was an atoll that he said that had some underground military bases, and I guess that's where he was trained at. And come to find out, and I was talking to a ufologist, and this ufologist told me that there's a lot of UFO activity at that atoll, and it's not that well known. So that kind of was like a red flag for them, like, hey, you know, maybe this guy knows something, you know. And then he talked about angel stops, you know. So, and that was kind of a red flag, too, for the ufologist.
Fabulous. Know? Interesting. Well, if he was the genuine thing, I would think after reading your story and after seeing the amount of hit that Alien Seeker News has received since you and Chris Holly have been writing and posting to Alien Seeker, I mean, some of the stuff is absolutely beyond just guesstimate. This stuff is right on. Your information regarding Bigfoot. Now, during the Bigfoot debacle recently, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, this would be a perfect place for somebody to do a good story and a few pop, along with Chris Hawley on the Endless Blog, and it was Bigfoot all over the place. And
right.
Fabulous information. How did you get into searching for Bigfoot?
Bigfoot and everything paranormal. Okay, I'll tell you that in just a second, but I wanted to say something. Chris Hawley is a very fascinating lady. I love her writing, and I'm very honored to be on Alien Seeker News along with her, and I'm honored to be on your show, so I just want to
We do appreciate it, Paul, I got to tell you. You know, the name of the game is getting the information out. People have a right to know. Now, if that's breaching any disclosure or what have you, so be it, but it has to be done. Whether it's the government or some other entity that is controlling information, there is disinformation out there. And the reason I was asking you the questions regarding this man in black was specifically for that, to see if he was a disinformation agent.
A lot of ufologists think that he was a disinformation type agent. So if anything, they said maybe he's not a man in black, but he's a disinformation type officer or something like that for the military or something. Yeah.
Because so they're out there.
Yeah.
That is their pure job is to debunk, as I said at the beginning of the show, is to debunk information and muddy the waters so that the truth can't get out there. But, you know, this Bigfoot story recently, and what a shame. I think that set back the Bigfoot searchers back years by this hoax that was perpetrated.
Well, you know, and it's really sad because there's a lot of people who do a lot of hoaxes out there, and it ruins a lot of stuff for people who are actually trying to do some research on the paranormal and trying to seek out the truth. And it's very disappointing when you have people doing fraudulent things like that. So it's very shameful. My investigations, I've been on something like 95 investigations, and how I became a paranormal investigator was basically by accident. And I became interested in paranormal because I think in Fresno I lived in a haunted house, but as I was growing older, I didn't know if what I saw was real or maybe it was childhood nightmares. So I started reading up on the paranormal when I was a young boy. I was a bookworm. And I started reading up everything on the paranormal. And I actually got to witness some UFOs in Fort Jackson flying in formation, and I became interested in UFO phenomenon, Bigfoot, you name it. The more and more I read about it. Well, anyway, I wasn't in the paranormal business, but one day there was a lady that I was dating, and she was a ghost hunter. And she says, "Hey, Paul," she goes, "you know a lot about the paranormal. You talk about the paranormal." She goes, "I'm a ghost hunter." She goes, "You want to come with me? And maybe you can write an article about it," because I was already a freelance writer. I was writing travel stories and everything else.
Right. It looks like Hansi's going to kick us to a break here, Paul.
Okay.
So if you just hold on, we're at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Terra Chat, Thinking Outside the Box. This is the Night Zone.
All information provided by Terra Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terra Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy. Greetings and salutations, Night Zoners. We're pleased you made it to the broadcast. If you like what you hear so far, please forward our links and player to your friends
and to your user groups. I tell you what, why not paint the player on your own blog? Come to blogtalkradio.com, TerraChat, and grab your personal player. Don't forget, while you're there, sign up as a TerraChat listener and add to our favorite listener following. As the summer bows in the distance, we have some great fall and winter shows lined up. Check our blogtalkradio.com station site for more information. Stay tuned. We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
I've got a ticket to the moon. I'll be leaving here any day soon.
Ah, yes, a ticket to the moon. Dr. Ian O'Neill was with us. We had a great chat regarding Mars and the exploration of space and, of course, those darn sunspots. Check out the TerraChat archives for Dr. Ian O'Neill and his special ticket to the moon. As we continue to search for the truth with Planet X and the Nibiru and the Anunnaki, we present to you a master of the Planet X. Of course, I'm speaking of Marshall Masters. It's a TerraChat special, the Planet X and Nibiru.
Marshall Masters.
Are listening to TerraChat
on blogtalkradio.com. And you are listening to TerraChat on blogtalkradio.com. God bless those Blog Talk people out there, I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have with us the general manager of Haunted and Paranormal International. He's a ghostwriter, an investigator, a writing contributor of the Alien Seeker News. Served on military intelligence, has seen firsthand photos of UFOs taken from a military satellite. We have with us Paul Dale Robert. Paul, we were kind of floating around all over the place there regarding secret bases and UFOs. I just want to go back to this UFOs at Mount Shasta. Now, you had something going on with that.
Yes, I sent a scouting mission over there, and I went over there myself. Mount Shasta is rumored to have a UFO base underneath the mountain. Also, too, they have 24/7 video cameras positioned around the mountains. And they're called UFO camps, where people actually go on the internet to see if they can see any UFO activity around the mountain. And so we went over there, and there's also, too, there's Bigfoot sightings. The last of the Lemurians are supposed to live in those subterranean caves in Mount Shasta. Some of the investigators, they have telescopes, they have binoculars. I didn't see any UFOs, but four of my investigators claimed in the night skies that they were witnessing UFO activity. But, of course, they were moving so quickly, we weren't able to film it or, because they were looking through the telescopes or they were looking through the binoculars.
Right.
But in the daytime, the next day, the very next day, they took a picture of one of the investigators named Holly DeLaughter. She's a sensitive. And they took a picture of her, and right above her head, would you believe it? But we have a picture of a UFO, and that's
yes.
Yeah, and that was, and they didn't even notice the UFO. It wasn't until that we saw the photograph, we looked at it, we enhanced it. It was disc shaped. It was tilted, and we had some other ufologists look at it, and they said it wasn't a conventional aircraft, and so they couldn't identify it. So they classified it as a UFO.
Oh,
yeah.
Toledo. So Mount Shasta has a great deal of UFO activity. Now, I read in one of your editorials regarding other areas. Oh, Lake Titicaca, too.
Yeah, Lake Titicaca, I mean, it's rumored from ancient times, the Indians, where they said it was like the cradle of civilization. And they have stories that go way back, and they said that extraterrestrials, or the gods from the skies, came down and they assisted mankind and gave them a jump start and everything else, and it happened and originated around Lake Titicaca. Well, how interesting also, too, there's a lot of UFO activity at Lake Titicaca, and a lot of ufologists believe there's also, too, a UFO base under that lake.
Interesting. You know, in one of your stories, you mentioned the DNA of gods, and Zachariah Sitchin, who is the godfather of paranormalists, claims that the Anunnaki were extraterrestrials who came to Earth in its infancy and tampered with the genetic makeup of primitive mankind. And that's like, wow. So where you are going with that, and where it is coming to, it ties in. It's not as if it's a disjointed story. It ties in, and
right.
it frustrates me that we've gone thousands of years with this need to prove something when all along it sat right there.
Right, and how interesting too in those Sumerian clay tablets that they're talking about Enlil and Enki, and Enki was basically he was one of the leaders. He was one of the half brothers, but he was a leader, and he was a scientist. And it looks like they were. That Enlil wanted him to create a slave race so they can go ahead and mine gold. And I guess they probably had a dying planet, and for some reason gold was necessary for their dying planet. Let me walk away from my dogs here. They're getting kind of excited. And Enlil was basically a politician and a leader, and at some point in time, the Homo sapiens that Enki had actually created were sort of rebellious. So Enlil was kind of disappointed on what Enki had created. So that's when the deluge came along. We were talking about the flood, which we read about in the Bible. And basically, Enlil wanted to destroy them all, while Enki loved his creation and convinced some of the people to create an ark to save them from the deluge. And everything what they're talking about in the Sumerian clay tablets are so similar to the Bible. There's even a testing ground that they're talking about, and that testing ground, as we noted in the Bible, is the Garden of Eden.
And without doubt, again, a few weeks ago where we had Tim McKeyd with us regarding Bible prophecies. Tim took us through step by step of the revelations and what was happening.
Tim McKeyd brings you the Bible prophecies, and we tie them in to the Anunnaki, Planet X, and the prophecies of Nostradamus.
Check out the archives.
And that was Tim McKeyd promo. He was with us a couple of weeks ago, and absolutely fabulous. And kicking us off this season, actually, was John Hogue from Hogue Prophecy. And, John is a very pragmatic person. He does not make prophetic judgments on anything, but he said some pretty interesting
stuff.
The
Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. And I mean scientific in the nature of the root of that word, which means rather than to believe, the next 1,000 years is about knowing.
The next 1,000 years is about knowing. And then, And we're back with Paul Dale Roberts. Paul, I'm glad you were able to hang in there with me. I hope I'm not disturbing your puppies too much over there.
No, you're not. You know, they just get a little excited. They're going, what's he doing standing outside?
And why is he doing it without me? Hey, I hear you on that one. Paul, we were talking about the Planet X, and as I say, we've been chasing the Planet X stories now for months and months and months. What do you make of where we're going? What do you make with the information that you have gleaned through your investigations? Where do you think Earth is at this point in time?
Well, it's very interesting because just a few more years, there's going to be the year 2012. And that's the Mayan prophecy of, well, it could be the end of the world or maybe a new world. I don't know.
Right.
But, and how interesting that the Earth is going to be aligned all the way through the galaxy towards, I guess, the black hole. And maybe some way, you know, some scientists theorize that maybe there will be a gravitational pull and will shift the Earth off its axis. And the Mayans predicted the end of their own civilization. They were very well-versed in astronomy, mathematics, and everything else. And they also, too, were gifted what they considered as being visited by the gods. The gods taught them all this advanced knowledge. And if anybody I really believe would be the Mayans, I really think something will happen in 2012. And Planet X, well, there's just so many things that point towards a mysterious planet that we call Planet X. And perhaps this is where Enlil and Enki come from. I don't know. But I believe there's some substance, a foundation of truth to that. And it's going to be a really, really interesting as 2012 approaches.
So where do you think organized religion, do you think that will play a part, or do you think that will take a side stage to more, how would you say, earthbound religions, more metaphysical religions?
Well, one thing is kind of interesting is I don't think we are yet ready to, I mean, some of us are probably ready to accept the fact that extraterrestrials have been here since the birth of civilization, and they're still with us. Other people who are of a religious nature and may not be ready to accept that, and just like Orson Welles had War of the Worlds, and when they did that broadcast, a lot of people freaked out. And perhaps the government is sitting back and saying, hey, you know, when a new civilization approaches a civilization, let's say like when the Europeans came to America, you know, the Indians is like, what is this? What are these Europeans? Who are these? Who are these white men? And their civilization sort of crumbled. And perhaps that's why the government suppresses this information from us, because they don't want to see our civilization crumble.
Because they believe that it might be the war of the world.
Space, minds immeasurably superior to ours, regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
My father almost broke that LP over, Georgia, how old I am, that LP over my head. Because I would play that as loud as my little hi-fi stereo would take it. War of the Worlds. And by Jeff, I can't remember Jeff's last name, but brilliant, an absolute brilliant album. And as a little young kid, my dad just about went nuts listening to that and all that UFO garbage. But so I understand when you were saying earlier how you started reading up on things and trying to learn as much as possible, because the more I get into the Planet X and the Anunnaki, you know, for instance, the Sumerian word, you know, Anunnaki, And it took me a while to actually find out what it meant, but it means those who came from heaven to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, even Colin, even like in your Bible, Jesus tells one of his apostles, right? He says, I am not of this earth. So if he's saying, I am not of this earth, then that tells me he's not terrestrial. He must be extraterrestrial. You know, I mean, God is from the heavens, you know. So, I was raised a Catholic, and I went to my priest, and I said, if God is from the heavens, doesn't that make him extraterrestrial? And my priest goes, Paul, don't look at it that way. I said, well, doesn't it mean that?
I'm surprised he didn't excommunicate you at that point, you know. But likewise, as you say, you know, the Mayans, you know, they thought their gods came from the star system Pleiades. And how did they even know that star system was there and what it may or may not contain, you know?
Like the Dogon tribe, in Africa.
Yep.
How did they know about Sirius? And they were visited. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've only known about Sirius. It hasn't been that long. I mean, in the makeup of man, that's what I'm sure. So, you know, you have to look at the realities of it. Is if you can get past the colloquial language of the day and get to the meat and potatoes of stuff, then you know, I think we're up to something. And I see my producer flapping his arms around and tapping his watch. You are in the night, though.
You know, we all have busy lives, and we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip and what's going on in the world. Blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you could imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your web page. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that. BlogTalkRadio.com.
Hello, this is Chris Holly from Endless Journey and the Alien Seeker News Paranormal Sites. Recently, I have been writing about the extreme, strange experiences of the unknown told to me by our viewers and listeners. Let us tell you about those who have had incredible sightings of strange objects in our skies, visitations by odd creatures and alien abductions. Understand what it is like to witness, touch, smell, and communicate with others from the unknown. Join us as we explore, share, and present what we discover. To find us, simply Google search 4 words, Endless Journey, Chris Holly, or The Alien Seeker News. Visit while we reach into the paranormal and join our never-ending journey into the unknown. Endless Journey, Chris Holly, The Alien Seeker News. See you there.
Step into the final steps with our good friend Paul Dale Roberts. Paul, we've skirted a lot of issues tonight, and I could go on for days. So we're definitely going to have you back for a couple of shows. But one thing I wanted to get into is you had mentioned the African Dogons, that this tribe believed or knew of the system Sirius. Now, is it possible that anybody from the Western world could have given them that kind of information? Could they have had contact with the Egyptians or with any of the mystics out of Europe?
Well, the Egyptians, too, they had a serious connection. And but it seems like the Dagon tribe was very isolated. And from the research that has been done over there, it doesn't seem like they were able to obtain that information from anywhere. So the only possible chance that they could have got that information is from the gods that they had contacted, the extraterrestrials. And another thing is really interesting too, Colin, is like India, they have ancient texts over there which talks about flying vimanas. And they describe three types of vimanas. One that can go place to place, another one that goes country to country, and another one that can go from planet to planet. And why would they be writing about this stuff? You know, unless they're just, you know, unless the ancient people were all a bunch of science fiction writers, why were they writing these things? And why were their stories so similar to other cultures?
With no connection whatsoever. I mean, I had mentioned a couple of shows back that in 1450 BC, Pharaoh Thutmose III describes many circles of fire brighter than the sun and around 5 meters in size. The Egyptians wrote that these UFOs appeared over multiple days and finally disappeared after ascending higher into the sky.
They have
no reason to come up with this. It served no purpose.
And, you know, and also, too, it seems like our extraterrestrial friends are also, too, manipulating us in different ways, like the miracle of Fatima. Okay, a whole crowd of people go over there to witness this miracle, and the people further away from the children who are witnessing the three witnesses to the Virgin Mary or the Virgin, they were seeing a dancing sun in the sky while the people closer to the children were actually seeing perhaps a holograph image of what appeared to be the Virgin Mary talking to the children and disclosing these secrets. Yeah. So it's really fascinating, and there seems like, I don't know, perhaps, you know, the extraterrestrials don't need to go to the White House lawn because they're already controlling things. They're already making
Yeah, possibly.
Up. Yeah, I mean, there's talk of the reptilians and everything else, and that some of us, you know,
as far as we know, the Illuminati could be the Anunnaki.
Yeah, and it seems like so many secret societies are connected to the Egyptians and to their belief on the gods returning and everything else, and starting a new world order and everything else. I mean, there's so many pieces to the puzzle. And perhaps right now we're just seeing the tree, we're not seeing the full forest, but there's probably this huge forest of information out there, and there's no reason for the extraterrestrials to come down here and take control of the Earth because they're probably already in control somehow.
That makes absolutely perfect sense. Oops, we're getting kicked away here. Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure, sir. We have to start the wind down. Can I have you back for another show sometime?
Well, that'd be fantastic, Colin. I would love it.
Okay,
and
sir. God bless. God bless, sir. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Dale Roberts was our guest tonight. Fabulous pieces of information. Going to have Paul back at another time. Remember his website, www.hpi.paranormal.net. hpi.paranormal.net. Hey guys, got a minute? I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. And, but for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. And it doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them. God bless you all. Good night.
This has been a TerraChat production.